This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A U.S. biotechnology company is conducting a de-extinction mission to revive ivory-billed woodpeckers. Colossal Biosciences researchers plan to sequence the genome of the lost ivory-billed woodpeckers, known for their mohawk-like feathers and long bills, and to sequence the genomes of all living related species. They will then attempt to edit the living species' genes to bring the woodpeckers back to life. The company hopes to reintroduce the unique birds to their natural habitat as early as 2025. Once native to forests in the southern U.S., populations of ivory-billed woodpeckers started to decline in the 1800s due to human settlement and continued to dwindle from there, with the last uncontested sighting occurring in April 1944, according to the Fish and Wildlife Service. While the team's goal is to revive the species, it's also not losing sight of the importance of preventing animals from disappearing in the first place. Much of the research that Colossal Biosciences has gathered can be useful for broader avian conservation efforts. Matt James, the company's chief animal officer, says, "It's really trying to restore species we've lost while trying to keep species from going extinct." Grizzly Bear 399, a 28-year-old bear known to millions of people and who was an economic force, drawing countless tourists to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Grand Teton National Park, and Yellowstone National Park, was killed last Tuesday when she was hit by a vehicle in the Snake River Canyon. The matriarch grizzly bear, who raised her cubs roadside in Grand Teton National Park for nearly two decades, was fatally struck and later identified through ear tags and a microchip, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She had with her single yearling cub named Spirit. It's unknown where Spirit is, but he was not struck by the vehicle. Grizzly 399 first rose to prominence in 2006 when she began frequenting roadside areas in northern Grand Teton National Park with a three-cub litter. The greatest threat to grizzly cubs are male grizzlies, but 399 learned that male grizzlies will avoid humans, so 399 started raising her cubs in closer proximity to people, delighting visitors and protecting her cubs with that action. Over 19 years, she repeated the pattern every three springs, re-emerging with a new batch of cubs. She once raised four cubs at once, an exceptional rarity, and in 2023, at age 27, emerged with a single cub, making her the oldest female grizzly alive with a cub in the entire Greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Grizzly 399 endured trials and tribulations and heartbreak, and her faithful fan club tracked it all. The last several years, her life became more fraught as she frequented areas outside of Grand Teton National Park. The storied sow bear overcame incidents that frequently doom other bears, like being purposely fed, partly because state and federal wildlife managers gave her special treatment in recognition of her global fame. A mother to eight litters over the years, Grizzly 399 was known for attracting preposterously large crowds, locally known as bear jams, in the national parks. People would come to the parks, even from other countries, just to see her. An ambassador for grizzlies, Bear 399's death adds to what has been an especially deadly year for her species in the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem. She's the 66th known grizzly bear to die in the larger region this year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.